people seem really fascinated by your religious journey from secular Jew to evangelical Christian to Orthodox Jew, and you do quite a bit of speaking about this experience. What do you think is the appeal for people?
That's a great question. I sometimes wonder myself, because I do notice that people are interested, and I'm delighted that they are. I think part of it is sort of a vicarious wandering. I think a lot of people feel inclined to look around a bit and to question, you know, what they were maybe taught as a kid, but maybe they don't always have the opportunity to do that. But I think for Jews, especially who are, especially secular Jews, you know, if you're raised the way I was, where you don't really quite know why you're Jewish, I think hearing about people who have left certainly, you know, gives you some sort of way in. And then to try out the other team, you know, to have gone to the other team and you know, learned a lot about it, and then come back, I think maybe that's sort of a, hey, what'd you learn over there? You know, I don't want to go over there, but since you took the trip, tell me all about it.
That makes me wonder, what would you say is the relationship between Judaism and Christianity now? Because obviously, if you go back 2,000 years, there's a very close relationship.
Yeah. I have kind of two sets of Christian friends. I have sort of the more moderate Christian friends who've known me for a long time and who tend to be very loving and accepting and warm. And then there are the more rigid kind of right-wing types who we have in every faith. From the moderate standpoint, they tend to be very pro Judaism and very excited about it. The more right-wing folk, there is still a sense in which the Jews are lost and the covenant was broken and God rejected us and we're all bound for hell. And so that part of the relationship is not as good. But interestingly, it seems like a lot of the right-wing Christians, bless their hearts, have been very pro-Israel.
You went through a period when you were still a Christian and you were beginning to explore Orthodox Judaism. There was a period, I gather, where there was a bit of blending, where the two overlapped a bit. But you say that mixing faiths, even in this postmodern era, is not a good idea. Why is that?
I think it's fine for Christians to incorporate any Jewish ritual they want to incorporate. But for a Jew to add the Christian trappings, goes against ancient Jewish teaching. I really developed an appreciation for Judaism as a Christian. So my initial attraction really was to do things more the way Jesus did them. In fact, I started dating a woman in the church at the time. We eventually got married. And we both had this idea that, hey, well, these are incredible traditions that should be kept by Christians too, because there's no reason for this stuff to have gone away. And the more we learned about the Judaism, you know, Christianity in its pure sort of raw form, the more it began to make sense to us, and the less it seemed like we needed the additional Christian trappings on top of it. I liken it a little bit to how Christians feel about Mormons. And if you ask them, you know, how do you feel about, you know, Mormon theology where they add to the New Testament, and well, we don't believe in that at all. Well, that's sort of how, you know, observant Jews look at the New Testament.
So I have to ask, who is Jesus for you now?
Ah. Well, I hate to get into that on the radio. If you don't want to offend anybody. But I would say this. When we all get to heaven, there'll be an interesting conversation that goes on. And yeah, maybe I'll say, oh, who knew? He is back. He was here before. And maybe the Christians will go, wow, you know, that guy wasn't him. But the more I get to know the original source text in Jewish scriptures, the more things that I had pointed to as a Christian and said, oh, well, look, here's Isaiah 53. Look how it's all about Jesus. Then you read all of Isaiah in context, and that becomes incredibly unlikely. But like I said, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm saying someone else's religion isn't valid. It's not valid for me, and I don't believe it's valid for Jews.
And a final question for you, David Weiss, is as somebody who's an observant Jew, that means that Shabbat or Shabbos, the Sabbath, is central to your practice. What can the rest of us learn from your observance of a day of rest in this always-on culture?
Well, that one is actually a little easier, and that's a beautiful thing. And I think I would encourage everyone to take some little part of Shabbos with them somewhere. I am more relaxed after my 25 hours of Shabbos. I'm raring to go back to work, and I think we're designed to need that break, I think I benefit from it immensely creatively, and God knows my family life has been improved. I remember early on in our journey, someone gave us a little book, you know, about the beauty of Shabbat. And one of the little stories they told was, it was just a little analogy, was just a painter painting. And if the painter doesn't stop every now and then and look at the object that they're painting, they start painting from memory and from an assumption. And the art isn't true anymore. And they lose the joy in it. And I think it's much the same way with life. If you just are plowing 24/7 and you don't stop to reflect and to slow down and to spend time with family, in the long run, I don't think you do win. I don't think you do get more done. I don't think you do have more success. I think just the opposite. I think you burn out.
Well, David Weiss, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.